Mishnah Vav, this is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. Yoitzo b'selash ala tzinis. A woman can go out with a sela coin, a type of silver coin, tied to a wound of hers on her feet. This is one way which they would use to cure a wound on one's foot. The silver would help it heal. And since it's tied to her foot, it's really considered an extension of her foot. And it's for healing purposes, so it's not considered something that she's just carrying. And therefore she can go out with it on Shabbos. Next, habonis katanis yotis b'chutin. Young girls can go out with little threads, lafidu b'kismin, or even with little pieces of wood, a bit like toothpicks, shebaaz nehen, in their ears. The custom in those days was for girls to get their ears pierced when they were very young. But they would usually not wear earrings for the first few years. But to prevent the holes from closing up again, the holes in their ears had to be filled. So it was either filled with nice pieces of thread, which is considered jewelry, or it was filled with pieces of wood. But since this is something which most young girls would wear, it's considered like part of their clothing, part of what they wore, not something which they're just carrying now, and therefore it can be worn in Erish HaSarabim. Alright, next case, Arvios. Jewish women who lived in a place called Arov, Yotzeis Re'ulois, they can go out with their face covered by a veil. Out of modesty, they would go around with most of their face covered except for their eyes. So since that's a regular thing to do, that's considered a regular item of clothing. Umodios, and the Jewish women who lived in Modai, Perufos, they can go out with a cloak which is buttoned up with a sort of button, which was made out of a stone or a coin, or some small object, which they would sort of tie on their shoulder, and then they would wrap around their cloak such that it was tied around this button, so that way the cloak wouldn't fall off, and since that became a regular way of wearing clothes, one could go out like that on Shabbos, just like you can wear any clothes. And in fact, the Mishnah says, V'chol Adam, any person can do this, even if they don't live in Modai or Arov, even though it's not necessarily the regular way to dress in other places, since it's considered a regular way in some places, it is now considered a way of clothing, and therefore any woman can go out like this. And the only reason why the Mishnah specified those two places, Elo Shedibu Chachom Bahoveh, rather, the Chachom just spoke about a common case, because in Modai and Arov, that was a common way of dressing. But really, it's permitted to wear this anywhere, because it is considered regular items of clothing.